Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys will temporarily replace Helen McEntee at the end of April when the Justice Minister takes 6 months maternity leave. It'll be the first time a serving Irish minister has taken maternity leave, but Ms McEntee herself said the lack of provision for maternity, paternity and other types of leave for those in public life needs a long-term solution. Our reporter Fiacra O'Kioni has been getting the reaction of a number of women politicians.
Back in 2016, when I was newly elected myself, I also had the life-changing experience, if you like, giving birth to my daughter, Juliet. So it was a pretty overwhelming time in terms of the experience of being a first-time TD and a first-time mum. And with that came the surprise and shock, perhaps, that in Dáil Éireann, I was expected to provide a sick cert in terms of my maternity leave. And for that reason, I returned to work 2 weeks after I gave birth to Juliet.
Niamh Smith is a Fianna Fáil TD for Cavan Monaghan. Like many women before her, she says the current political system has made it difficult to have a baby while holding office. Deputy Smith says the new Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, will be able to take 6 months paid maternity leave will help to change the situation.
Minister McEntee has now set a precedent. He's now acknowledged that it's not acceptable when, you know, a female politician has a baby that she bounces back to work the next week. However, this is a starting point and only a starting point.
Where that starting point leads to is a question another female politician, Sinn Féin TD for Carlow Kilkenny, Kathleen Function, wants to see answered.
It's actually incredible that we're in 2021 and we have actually no provisions for women to take maternity leave. So I think that this is very welcome.
Deputy Function also had decisions to make as a TD and mother and believes Minister for Justice Helen McEntee's circumstances should start a wider debate on why this is the case.
I had two elections where I was pregnant and I would have definitely considered calling it a day just to do with the juggle of family life and the job. It does need to be something that needs to be looked at broader and to ensure then that the system works, that they do get a proper maternity leave and it's not just like a maternity leave on paper.
Whatever discussion emerges from the current debate will be watched closely by younger women in politics, including Green Party Cathaoirleach for Dunleary Rathdown County Council, Una Power.
I think it's a really welcome step in the short term, but I think in the long term, a lot more still needs to be done. And this isn't a sustainable step. It's very much an ad hoc approach. And whilst that's very welcome for the minister, we need to look at approaches that will allow for ministers, TDs, councillors to have ways to plan and organise their lives when they're expecting babies. You know, we commit as councillors to five-year terms, as TDs, it's an up to five-year term. It's a lot of time and it is a big impact in those kind of years of 20s, 30s. We really need to be looking at constitutional reviews on how to bring about a sustainable and long-term solution.
And that was Councillor Una Power ending Fiacra O'Kioni's report, and we can expect to hear more on all of those issues when the Citizens' Assembly considers it.